Today's shiur is a Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin three lines from the top of the Amud, in the middle of the line with the words Amar Rava. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rav Chasa. Rava said in the name of Rav Chasa, boy Ravami. Ravami had a question. Oino ein lehem, there is no din oino. Bittul mekach yesh lehem oy ein lehem. What about bittul mekach? Do they have it or do they not have it? Now, what is Rav Ami referring to? Rav Ami is referring to our Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, where we learned Eilu Dvorim She'ein Lehem Oinah Ha'avadim V'Ashtoris V'Akarkois V'Agdeishes. There were four items where there's no din oinah, and they were Avadim, Shtoris, Karkois, and Agdeishes. The Mishnah was referring to a case where there would be oinah in these four items of precisely a sixth, a shtus. We have learned earlier on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis that there are three levels in oinah. If the fraud was less than a shtus, then we say that the people who were cheated are mochel, and the sale goes through, and no refund is necessary. If the fraud, the oinah, was exactly a shtus, then the sale goes through. However, it is mandatory to make a refund of the oinah. And if the sale was more than a shtus, the fraud was more than a shtus, then the whole mekach is bottle. So what Rav Ami has a question is when the Mishnah said that by these four items, avodim, shtoris, karkos, and deshos, there is no din oinah, does the Mishnah mean that when it's precisely a shtus, then there is no din oinah? But if it's more than a shtus, where the mekach is bottel, perhaps that would apply bitul mekach yeshlem. Perhaps these four items would have bitul mekach. Or einlen, maybe these four items also do not have bitul mekach. Even if it's more than a shtus, the sale would go through and there would not be bitul mekach. And Rashi explains the two tzadim of Rav Ami's Chakira as follows. Do we say that the only thing that these four items are mufka from, which we've learned from Miyutim and Psukim, that is only concerning precisely when the fraud is a shtus, a sixth? Because the Torah says, Al Sonu, we learn from a pasuk that you should not cheat your fellow Yid. So we learn that these four items are mufka from the Isser of Oinah. However, perhaps they are still considered mekach tos. More than a shtus, perhaps, is considered a mekach tos, and mekach tos would apply to them. Or perhaps, even when it's more than a shtus, it doesn't have a din of a mekach tos. Because mekach tos, as Rashi explained, would only be when I gave an improper amount, when I cheated you with the amount, or that I misrepresented the essence of the item that I was selling you. I cheated you as far as the actual item. That is called mekach tos. But when I am cheating you with more than a sixth, I'm not misrepresenting the product. It's only the price that I'm cheating on. Perhaps that is not called a mekach tos. The halach of bitul mekach by more than a shtus is a din of oinah. And since we said that these four items, we have miyutim from the psukim, that they are not included in the din of oinah, then they would not be included in oinah of shtus, and they would not be included in oinah of more than a shtus. This is the question of Rav Ami. Then Rav Nachman said, Hod Amr Rav Chasa, that later Rav Chasa reported to us, that Pashat Rav Ami, that Rav Ami, even though he initially had a Shaila, at the end he decided that Oinah Ein Lem, that the four items listed in our Mishnah do not have a din of Oinah, that's by Shtus, but Bitul Mekach Yesh Lem, but when it's more than a Shtus, that the whole Mekach is bottle, that there would be a din of mekach tos by these four items. They would be included in mekach tos. And therefore, there would be a halach of bittul mekach, because they're only excluded from the din of aynah. But this is not a din of aynah. This is a din of mekach tos. And mekach tos, they would be included, and therefore, bittul mekach, yesh lahem. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina, Omar Agdashis, Rabbi Yirmiya, Omar Akarkois. The machlokes Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yirmiya is on something that we're going to learn in a moment that they both said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yoina said that Rabbi Yochanan's didn't apply to Hegdeshois. Rabbi Yirmiya said that Rabbi Yochanan's didn't apply to Karkois. This does not go back to the question and resolution of the question that we just had from Rav Ami. So explains Rashi. So Rabbi Yoina Omar Agdashis, Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Karkois, V'tarvayim Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. But they were both saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And what was the halacha that they were saying? Oino Ein Lahem, that these items do not have a din of Oino, but Bitul Mekach Yesham, they do have Bitul Mekach. And now the Gemara explains the machlokes between Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yirmiya. Mandi Omar Agdashis, Rabbi Yoina, who says that the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan refers to Agdashis, Kol Shkena Karkois. So certainly by Karkois, there would be a din of bittul mekach when it's more than a shtus. But Mandi Amar Karkois, Rabbi Yirmiya, who says that Rabbi Yochanan's din was only speaking about Karkois, Aval Agdashis, Loi, but when it comes to Agdashis, there would not be a din of bittul mekach. Rabbi Yochanan was only referring to Karkois, of a hedget, but by Agdashis, there would not be bittul mekach. And he would hold Kiddush Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, we have many places in Shas, as we see on the side in the Masoreh Shas, where Shmuel said this following halacha, Hegdish of a mana. If you have Hegdish, that was worth a mana. Shechilloi, and the person was mechalalit. He deconsecrated this Dovershal Hegdish. Ashava Pruta, on a Pruta, the halacha is mechulol. It is mechulol. And certainly, when something that's worth a mana was deconsecrated for only a pruta, which is a very small coin, and therefore it's definitely that Hegdish was cheated of much more than a sixth, and yet the halacha is that the chilul does go into effect. So Rabbi Yirmiya, who said that Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Oino Ein Lahem, but Bitul Mekach Yesh Lahem, refers only to Karka, but not to Hegdish, he will hold like Shmuel, that if an Oino of more than a shtus was done, there is no Bitul Mekach, and the Chilul is effective. Now, Rashi tells us over here that the Svara of Rabbi Yoina, who says that the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan refers to Hegdashis and Kal V'chomer to Karka, goes as follows. Because Ein Echanami, Hegdish, we said, is Mufke from Oino. By Hegdish, Rashi tells us, it's not possible that there is any mistake. You can't say that there is a Mekach Tos. As Rashi says, that Leka Tos Klape Shmaya. By Hashem, you can't say that Hashem was cheated in the sense that a mistake was made. There's no mistake by Hashem. So what is Takeda Svara? Why there should be a Bittul Mekach, even of more than a Shtus, by Hegdish, if Oino is not Shaykh? And if Mekach Tos is not Shaykh when we speak about Hashem, so what is the Svara? So we have later a Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Divri Amaskel Umar, less later Shmuel, Kasavar, Kivan de Ika, Yeser Mishtus, Lav Derech Mekachu. The Kivan del Gabi Mekach, Lav Midihu, Gabi Chil Nami, Lav Midi Ovid. So Rashi tells us the Svara that if someone is Mechalel, a thing, for example, Shavim Mona, and he's Mechalit on a Shavim Pruta. If someone does such a thing, then it's so outlandish that it's not effective. Just like, it's not the Pshat, it's a Mekach Tos. But Pshat is, it's no Mekach to start off with. If someone changes the value of this to such a great extent, more than a sixth, it's not considered that a Mekach Umemkar took place. And who, therefore, hu adin, by hegdish, that's svora shaykh also. That's not called a pidgin. Ein echanami Rab Yirmiya, he holds like Shmuel, that it is considered mekachu memkar, it is considered a pidgin. There's not shaykh any toast by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no toys, and therefore hegdish shavu mashkel shavu put is mechulul. That's like the svora of Rab Yirmiya, who agrees with Shmuel. But Rav Yoina, who disagrees with Rav Yirmiya, and he holds that not only by karka, but even by hegdish, it's shaykh to say bitul mekach. The svara is because that's not because of mekach toz. Mekach toz is not shaykh by Shem, but that's not called a mekach. So by Rav Yoina, it's haka kal v'chomer. If by hegdish, where mekach toz is not shaykh, and yet I say bitul mekach, because it's not considered a mekach, then kal v'chomer by karka of a hedget, where there is a swara of mekach toz, that the person would never have wanted to buy something had he known that the price is really way off the mark. So if Rabbi Yochanan said his din of bitul mekach by hegdish, he certainly said it by hedget by karka. However, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, he only said it on karka, where it's shaykh mekach toz, but on hegdish, where it's not shaykh mekach toz, then there is no din of bitul mekach, and therefore it's like Shmuel, who says hegdish shavamana shchilah shavapruta is mechul. Continues the Gemara, Tanan Hasu, we went over there in a Mishnah Masechta Tumura and Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis Imhoya Kodesh Bamum Yatzel Chol. Rashi tells us that this is the seifa of the Mishnah there, the ratio of the Mishnah, as Rashi brings down in Imhoya Kodesh Bamum. Divrei Amaschol, Rashi says that the reish is ha'oimer ha'reizu tachazu, oizu tmura zu, zu chalufei zu, ha'reizu tmura. So if a person uses any of those lashonis, that this animal should be instead of this one, then the halach is a din of tmura, the hegdish remains on the original animal, and it's also transferred to the one that he wanted to transfer the kedusha to. Both animals are kaddish. However, if he says, zu mechulela salzu, that this one is deconsecrated, and the Kedusha goes from the first one to the second one. So the din is, lo yomer klum, she'ein korban tamim mischalol, because a korban tamim cannot become chulin. Continues the seif of the Mishnah, and that's where we pick up here in the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, im hoya kodesh ba'mum. If it was a balmum, then yatzel l'chol, because a balmum, you have to be poided. So since you have to be poided, if he in fact transferred the kedusha from the balmum to another one, the halach is, it works, and if you use that lashon that this should be mechulelus on this, by a balmum, when it has a defect in it, then the din is, it's yatzel l'chol, and it does go out to l'chol, but tzorach lasis l'idam. Rashi explains tzorach lasis l'idam, it means that if the one that he's substituting it for is worth less than the original one, he has to make up the difference in the value and give it to Hegdish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, that this din is as follows. Yotze l'chulim dvar Torah. Min ha-Torah, it goes out l'chulim. V'tzorach lasis l'idam midivreim. It's only a din de Rabbanan that he has to make up the difference. Midaraisa, even if he substituted it for something that was worth a lot less, it is effective, but midrabbanan, he has to make it up. Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, af tzorach las leidam min ha-Torah, that he has to make up the difference, not midrabbanan, he has to make it up in the rice. Rashi explains what's machlokes, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan Tolian. Since the Torah over there uses the word erkecha, the value, so Rish Lakish holds the value means shavya, how much it's actually worth. And therefore, if you did not substitute the balmum for a whole animal which doesn't have a mum in it, you didn't substitute it for the exact value, you have to make up the difference, midaraisa. Because erkecha means it has to be the exact value. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, erkecha means whatever it was valued at, whether less, whether more, that's acceptable. So mimela midaraisa, you don't have to do anything, you only have to do it midarabbanan. And now we want to know exactly in what case is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. B'mayaskin, ilema bichdei oino, if it's a case where it's precisely the difference of a sixth, b'hol lema Rish Lakish tzorach las leidam dvar Torah, on this Rish Lakish is going to say that you have to make up the difference midaraisa v'tnan. We learned in our Mishnah. Eilu dvorim she'ein lemoino. Hakarkois v'avodim v'ashtoris v'agdeishois. The fourth one is Hegdish, and it says clearly in our Mishnah, there is no dinoy no. And we're talking about dinoy no means precisely a shtus, exactly a sixth. Our Mishnah says there is no dinoy no, so how could Rish Lakish say that you have to make up the difference min ha-Torah? Elom, says the Gemara, bitul mekach, it must be speaking about more than a shtus, more than a sixth. So now, what do you want to tell me? If it's more than a sixth, behal, lema, Rabbi Yochanan, sorch, lasis, lo, dom, and midivreya, are you telling me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, midiraisa, it's mechulal, it's only a din midirabon, and do you have to make up the difference? Here will come a problem. This kasha that we're asking now is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said earlier on the Amud that the din of Rabbi Yochanan, he argued with Yirmiyah, and he says the din of Rabbi Yochanan that Oino Ein Lem Bat Bitul Mekach Yeshlem is going on Agdashis and Kavachoymer on Kark of a Hedget. So it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan said that by Hegdish there is a din of Bitul Mekach. It didn't work. So how could you say here that according to Rabbi Yochanan that it's mecholol min ha-Torah, it worked when it wasn't worth the same value. V'am Rabbi Yoina ahegdeishos v'Rabbi Yirmiyah amar karkois v'tarvayim mishmei Rabbi Yochanan amri. They both said according to Rabbi Yochanan there was a machlokes. What is Rabbi Yochanan speaking about? But the bottom line is whatever he was speaking about. The din is that if it's exactly a sixth, I know ein lem. But if it's more than a sixth, bitul mekach yesh lem. And how did Rabbi Yochanan understand that? That it's going not only on karka, it's going on hegdish. If it's going on hegdish, kal v'chaimer on karka of a hedget. But it's going on hegdish. So we're going to have now a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. This is the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. It would appear that Rabbi Yirmiyah is correct. Rabbi Yirmiyah is no stira. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah says that the din of Rabbi Yochanan is only on karka and not on hegdish. That by hegdish there is no din of bitul mekach yesh lahen. And therefore, if it was more than a shtus, more than a sixth, it is effective. That fits in with what Rabbi Yochanan says, that it's effective when he substituted a bal mum for something that was worth less. So then it's no stira. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the din of Rabbi Yochanan was on a hegdeshus, more than a sixth, and the din is bitul mekach yeshel, and it's not effective, it'll be a steer, because here Rabbi Yochanan says, midiraisa, it is effective. Answers the Gemara, loyalim bitul mekach. Really, the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is speaking about where it was more than a sixth. So you had, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you had a steer of veipuch, and flip it, switch it around. The Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and flip around from Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Say, Ein Echanami, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that Af Tzorach Lasis like Domim Min HaTorah. No, you have to make up the difference Min HaTorah, not Min Rabbanim. That fits in now, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that by Hegdish, if it's more than a Shtus, there is a Bitul Mekach, it's not effective. That fits in with what it says here, now that we flipped it, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said, not Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that the din is that Af Tzorach Las Leidomim Min HaTorah. Now, Rashi points out that this is only according to Rabbi Yochanan that we have to make a flip. But Ein Echanami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is not necessary to make a flip. Continues the Gemara, but my kamifogi, now that you made this flip between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what is the machloikis in? The machloikis will be in Bit of Shmuel, in the din of Shmuel that we mentioned before. Da'amar Shmuel, as we mentioned before, said, Heg de Shavu Mana Shechila Shavu Pruta Mechul, that if it's worth a mana was Mechul on a Shavu Pruta, it is effective. So Mar Islay de Shmuel, Rish Lakish, according to the way we flipped it, will hold like Shmuel that it's effective midiraisa. Umar, less Lady Shmuel, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, after we made the flip, he will hold that Dvar Torah, Av Tzorach Lasloi Domina Torah, it was not effective. he will hold not like Shmuel. Shmuel says it's good, it's effective, and Rabbi Yochanan will hold it's not effective the way Rabbi Yoina learned that the din of Bitl Mekach goes on not only on Karka, it goes on Hegdish as well when there's a discrepancy of more than a shtus. And here is where Rashi explains that if we hold that by Hegdish, not like Shmuel, that it's not effective, what's the Svara? Because we know that by Hegdish there's no din of Oinah. We know that by Hegdish, when it's speaking about Hashem, it's not possible to say that there was a Mekach Tos. So here Rashi explains that the reason is because this is, by Mekach, this would not be called a Mekach. So by pigeon, this is not called a pigeon. Such an outlandish discrepancy between what it's really worth and how much he was mechalit for. Instead of being mechul on a mana, he only gave a small pruta. So that's not, it's not that it's a mekach tos or a pigeon betos. It's not considered a pigeon. It's not considered a mekach. So that is something that could be effective even when we're speaking about Hegdish, even when a mistake is not possible, and therefore we will not hold like Shmuel according to the way Rav Yonah understands Rav Yochanan, that he's speaking about not only Karki, he's speaking about Hegdish as well. Now, all the Rishonim, including Tosfos here, Divrei HaMaschil, Yotzei L'Chulin, want to understand how do we, now that we have the Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish after the flip, and the Machlokes says, do you hold like Shmuel or you don't hold like Shmuel? They want to understand how do we understand the words of the Mishnah in Tmura. The Mishnah in Tmura said, Im hoya kodesh balmun, Yotzei L'Chulin, V'tzorach l'asalei domim, and you have to make domim. Rish Lakish, the way we have the Girsa now, holds him at a Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds him at a Raisa. So, for example, let's take Rabbi Yochanan, which is very difficult. If he holds him at a Raisa, you have to make up the difference, meaning that that it's not effective. So if it's not effective, how does the Mishnah say Yotzei L'Chulin? So all the Rishonim discuss this. We'll only give the teretz of Tosfos, Divrei HaMaschil, Yotzei L'Chulin. Let's see it inside. L'mandiyam ritzarach l'asalei dom medivreihem. If you say like Rish Lakish, according to the flipped girsa, that it's midrabbanan, Yotzei L'Chulin hakoil, midraisa, avu midrabbanan tzarach l'shalom l'hegdash oinaseh. Midrabbanan, you have to make up the difference. Uleman, the Yom, according to the way we're flipping it now, Rabbi Yochanan, that Tzorach L'Asalei Domim, Dvar Torah, the Yesh L'Hegdish, Bitul Mekach. So what does Yotzei L'Chulin means? Keneged Hamois Shenosan, V'Hashar Yischal B'Domim She'ishalim. So Tosfos says, Ein Lechanami, that there is an aspect of Yotzei L'Chulin. Even if you hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, Bitul Mekach, which is shaykh even by Hegdish, because the Mekach that you did or the pigeon that you did is ineffective, but it's only ineffective for the part that you didn't give money for. But for the part that you gave money, let's say it was worth $200, and you gave $100 for that $100, it was effective. Ukamash malon deloy amrin and kimi sheyesh lahegdish bitul mekach yevatel a pigeon v'lo yetsel chulin klal k'moy behedjed amekach bottle. So Tosfos says here that there's a fundamental difference between the bitul mekach of chulin and the bitul mekach of hegdish. By bitul mekach of chulin, let's say by the karka, so there, if it's more than a shtus, it means that the whole sale from beginning to end is ineffective. Mashiain came by Hegdish. The din is Yotzei L'Chulin. Whatever you paid the 100, so the 100 part, which on that it is effective, it's Yotzei L'Chulin. On the other part, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tzorach L'Asalei Domim Min HaTorah on the 100 that you did not give. So it'll come out that half of this animal will be chulin, and half of it will still remain hegdish until you supply the missing 100. Then the whole animal will go out. Tosfos gives the reason, what is the difference between between chulin and a case of hegdish. Why by chulin do we say if it's more than a shtus, bitul mekach, the whole mechira was ineffective? By hegdish we say only the part that you didn't pay. That's what you have to pay up. But the rest, it was effective. Ayin shama tais is what the svar is. But this is the way Taisus understands. So it comes out if you hold it's a din midrabbanan. So when the Mishnah says yatzul chulin means midraisa, as the words of the Mishnah say, Yatzel l'chon dvar Torah, v'tzarech l'asoy dam midivrayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Yatzel l'chon dvar Torah on the part that you paid, v'tzarech l'asoy dam minat Torah on the part that you did not pay. This is the first pshat in the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and this is how Rabbi Yochanan will answer this kasha that we had on his pshat from the Mishnah in Tumura. Ebi'oy is saying, if you want, I'll give you another teretz. And Rashi explains here that this Ebi'oy is saying, is going that the din of yeser mishtus, that there's a din of bitul mekach, not like we had before, but rather it's a din of aino. Till now we've been going that yeser mishtus is a din of mekach tos, or we had a new svara that it's not considered a mekach at all, it's not considered a pigeon at all, if there's such a discrepancy in the value. But now we're going that it's a din of aino. And if it's a din of aino, it would come out that just like by Hegdish, there's no din of ashtus of aino, there's also no din of yeser mishtus, because that's also a din of aino. This is like the other side of the chakira of Rabami, that there should not be a din of yeser mishtus, of bitul mekach, because there's no din of aino by Hegdish. And this is not a din of Mekhatos, it's a din of Aino, and Aino doesn't apply to Hegdish. That's how the Gemara is going now, the way Rashi explains it. So, Iboy is saying, it a kuli ami yisle to Shmuel. Everybody holds a Shmuel that it will be effective, a shava mona for a pruta. And on this, Rashi says that, Rashi in Divrei Amaschel Shechiloi in the Ha Imayet Moino Loishnag Doylov Loishnag Tana. It doesn't matter how much the discrepancy is, a little or a lot, even more than a shtus. This is the Rashi that I was referring to. V'Hacha B'Alkam Afli. So what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlagish? Ma'asav Shechiloi in. If you did a b'diavad, Bad L'Chatchila, you should not deconsecrated for more than a shtus. U'Ma'asav Afli L'Chatchila. And the other one holds, you can even do it l'chatchila. So as Rashi explains, the machlokes will be, like we learned before, in erkecha. If yod l'chatchila, Lloyd Torah says erkecha means shavya. What is the exact value? And therefore l'chatchila, you should only be pointed for the exact value. If you gave less, it's effective, but you have to make up the difference mid'oraisa, because you l'chatchila were supposed to give the whole thing. Ein echanami b'diyevet, Shmuel's right that if you did it b'diyevet, it's effective, shav amana even for a pruta. But l'chatchila, you have to make up the difference. However, the other man d'yomar, who says you don't have to make up the difference mid'oraisa, you only have to do mid'rabbanan, he holds that erkecha means whatever you value it at. It doesn't have to be its real exact value. Whether it's more, whether it's less, it is effective. Midaraisa, it's effective midarabonin. It will become mechulol. The kedusha will transfer over by a balmum to the other animal. However, you have to make up the difference. That's a din derabonin. But to get the first animal balmum out of its status of kedusha, that will help, even if the difference is more than a shtus, it will be effective, even l'chatchila. But midrabbanan, you have to make up the difference. That's how a second way of understanding the machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And according to this, everybody will hold like Shmuel. Iboy is saying a third teretz. Lo'ila mechdei oino. Really, we're speaking about it's exactly a sixth. The machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish is by exactly a shtus. So what was your question if it's exactly a shtus? How could Rish Lakish hold that you have to make it up in a Torah? That would mean that there's a din oino, and we learned in our Mishnah when it's a shtus, there is no din oino by Hegdish. V'loi sepach. Don't invert it. Leave it the way it was, that Rabbi Yochanan holds only with Rabbanan, you have to make it up, and Rish Lakish holds with a Raisa. And you know what the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is? Uber Rav Chizda, they're arguing in Rav Chizda. So it has nothing to do with Shmuel, because Shmuel was speaking about a shava mana for a pruta, which is more than a shtus. So we're not talking about Shmuel anymore. The machlokes is in Rav Chisda. The Amar Rav Chisda says, "My ein lemayno." You know what it means on the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav, that these four, that hegdish is ein lemayno, ein on betayrus ayno, that they don't have the whole din of ayno, meaning lechumra. A whole new pshat in our Mishnah, da filu, as we turn to nun zayinim beis, da filu pachas mechtei oino chayzer. We know that if by pachas mishtus, the din is that the mekach is kayim, and you don't have to give any refunds. He's saying that by hegdish, there's no din oino, that you would have to give the refund, even by pachas of a shtus. So, explains Rashi that don't turn it around, because if you're going to turn it around, you're going to have a problem. If you're going to say, like we said before, the Rabbi Yochanan's the Mandi Yomer who says that you have to do it midaraisa, so that would be a problem, because Rabbi Yochanan himself says oino ein lehem and bitul mekach yeshlen. So Rabbi Yochanan is on record as saying that there is no din oino by hegdish. So, and here you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the pshat in the Mishnah is like Rabbi Chisda, who says that it's ein like din oino, and that even pachas mishava pruta you would have to return it. So that's certainly not Rabbi Yochanan's shita. You would be creating a new stira in Rabbi Yochanan. So leave it the way it was. Leave it that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you only have to do this midrabbanan. And midraisa, there's no problem over here, because hegdish, there's no din oino. So your question is on Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish is saying that there seems to be that there is a din oino. Our Mishnah, Resh Lakish will be the one who will learn that our Mishnah is going like Rav Chisda. Now the Tosfos Rosh points out that the other items, and we see this in the top Tosfos here as well, Divrei Maskil Dafilu, that the other items in the Mishnah of Karka, Avodim, and Shtoreis, there when we say Ein Lemayno, it means Lekula, that they do not have the dinim of Ayno. Even if it will be a Shtus, you won't have to give back the fraud, the part that's Ayno, you won't have to give it back. Whereas by Hegdish Leitrav Chizda, we're saying that the Miyut, when we're Mamayat Hegdish from the Dinah Noah, it means L'chumra, that even Pachs Mishtus you'll have to give back to fraud. So why by the other things do we learn L'kula, and why by Hegdish do we learn L'chumra? Tosfos HaRosh answers that it's a Svara, that Hegdish is more Chumra, and then Tosfos HaRosh says a second understanding, that the whole reason why Pachs Mishtus you have to give it back is because he's Meichel by Hegdish, not Shaykh Mechila. So that's why when it comes to a Miyat in the Dinam of Ayno, by Hegdish, we say the Miyat is L'chumra, that even less than Ishtus you have to give back. Mesu, and this sheet of Rav Chisda, who holds that even less than Ishtus you have to give back, the Gemara asks Akasha from a Braisa. We learned in a Braisa, Ribbis vo'ayno lahejit, there is a din of Ribbis and Ayno to Hegdish, v'ayn Ribbis vo'ayno lahejit, there is no din of Ribbis and Ayno to Hegdish. So here we see clearly that there is no din of Ayno to Hegdish. The Bryce is saying there's a chumra by Hegdish over Hegdish, that there's a din ribbis on Ainoa, and there's no din ribbis on Ainoa by Hegdish. There's only a din ribbis on Ainoa by Hegdish. It's a kasha Rav Chisda says that farkert, Hegdish is more chumra than Hegdish when it comes to Ainoa. So the Gemara says in response, mi alima masnisen, why is this Bryce any stronger than our Mishnah? Do kim the betar sano, our Mishnah which stated Elu dvorim she'ein lem ayno. All the four items listed in our Mishnah, there's no din ayno. There's no ayno. And how did we understand what does it mean by hegdish, there's no ayno? Not lekula, but lechumra, that they're not betoiras ayno. They don't get the kula by hegdish, that less than a shtus, hegdish is moichel. Hegdish is not moichel, and you have to return even pachas mishtus if there was a fraud from hegdish. So just like our Mishnah, we were able to interpret that it means there's no din oino by Hegdish, there's no Torah oino by Hegdish. Hachanami, the same will be in the Braisa, ribbis v'din oino lahegdish. V'ein ribbis v'din oino lahegdish. There is ribbis and a din of oino by Hegdish. There is no ribbis and there's no din of oino by Hegdish, because farket were machmer that even pachs mishtos you have to return. Ihachi asked the Gemara, if that's the pshat, Heine Diktani Seifa. That's which we learned in the Seifa of that Brisa. Zeh Chaimer Behegim Behegdish, where the Seifa explains the Reisha, that what we mentioned, the Reisha comes out to be a Chumrah of Hegid over Hegdish. So, according to you, it's not true, because Oinah is a Chumrah by Hegdish over Hegid. So the Gemara answers, Enechlami Aribis, that statement is made only Aribis. Ask the Gemara, if so, listening Nami, Zechoimer Behegdish, Behegid, Oinah, why doesn't the Brisa make two statements? That, and it'll be clear, Ribis is a Chumrah of Hegid over Hegdish, and Oinah is a Chumrah of Hegdish over Hegid. The Brisa doesn't say that. The Brisa says that this is a Chumrah of Hegid over Hegdish concerning Ribis and Oinah. The Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, what kind of question is that? Bishlam is Zechoimer Behegid, Behegdish with Suloit. If I go on Ribis and I say that there's a Chumrah of Hegid over Hegdish concerning Ribis, good. That's the only Chumrah of Hegid over Hegdish. Ella, Hegdish, but by Hegdish, which has a Chumrah over Hegid, that there's a Chumrah by Oinah, that even Parchs Mishtos you have to give back, Zechoimer Vesuloi. If we would make a statement, this is the Chumrah of Hegdish over Hegid, it would seem this is the only Chumrah, and we know there's many more Chumras of Hegdish over Hegid. So therefore, he could not formulate it in such a way, because it would seem this is the only Chumrah of Hegdish over Hegid. So that's why he left it, that Ribis and Oinah is a Chumrah of Hegid over Hegdish. But in fact, Legabe Oinah, there's a Chumrah of Hegdish over Hegid, but he didn't want to formulate it in that way to give a representation that this would be the only Chumrah of Hegdish over Hegid. Now, as the Gemara, Ribis the Hegdish Hechidami, what is the case when we said that there's no din of Ribis by Hegdish? What's the case? Elam, if you're going to say, the Usve Gizber may have asked that the Gizber, by accident, lent someone money from Hegdish, which was 100 dinarim, and he wants to get back 120. And he did it b'shoigig, says Rashi. And he thought that since Hegdish is going to wind up getting back 20 dinarim more, so he's allowed to lend it out. He didn't know that even for Schar Hegdish, he's not allowed to lend it out. So he's lending it out, and we're saying that on this case, there would be no Isser Ribis. Ask the Gemara, why would there be no Isser Ribis? Valoi Mol HaGizber. The Gizber was Moyel. The Kivin Shemol, once he's Moyel, HaGizber, Yotzu Moyel L'chulun. The money goes out L'chulun. So, Vahavalu the Hedget. Then it becomes his money. Through the act of Mila, the Gemara is going like the sheet that it holds it. Through the act of the Me'ila, the money of Hegdish goes out to the Rishus of the Hegid. So now if the Loiva were to pay back to the Gizbor the extra 20 dinarim, this would mamish be a din of Ribis to a Hegid. Ask Tosfos Akasha, so maybe we're talking speaking about here where he did it b'mezid, and b'mezid it doesn't go out Yoitzel Chulin to the Hegid. So Tosfos answers, if we were speaking about b'mezid, then there would be an Isser on the Loiva to use the money. And if the Loiva would pay back extra money to the Gizbor, that would not be considered Ribis, because Ribis is the payment for me having the use of your money, and you are waiting for me to return the money, and I'm paying you for your wait, but that's only if I'm allowed to use the money. But if it never went out L'cholin, then I'm not allowed to use it. If I'm not allowed to use it, then you can't say that the money I give you is payment for the usage when I was not even allowed to use it. So therefore, the Gemara knew it had to be speaking about b'shoigeg. But if it's b'shoigeg, the Gemara is asking why, in fact, is the ribis mutter? It was yotzel l'chulin. If it's yotzel l'chulin, then it's real ribis. Am Rav Oishi, Yochum Ayiskin. Here we're speaking about kohen shekibul alav l'sapik shlosos me'arbav amdu mishlosh. We're not talking about a case where he lent $100, got back 120. But rather, the Gizbor, it's speaking about where a Hegit, Rashi explains, was contracted to supply doughs of fine flour to the Beis Hamikdash, and he was paid in advance, and he was paid for supplying for one seller of money, dalit so'in, four so'in of this fine flour. And what happened was the shar, the marketplace price had not yet been fixed, and eventually it was fixed at three so'in for the seller, but he had made an arrangement with Hegdish to supply four so'in for a seller. So by a individual, this has a din of ribis d'rabbanan, because it comes out, since I paid in advance, it's like I loaned you money, and you are giving me back, instead of the market price of three, you're giving me back four so'in for the seller. So that's ribis d'rabbanan. However, in the case of Hegdish, the Hegdish is allowed to, the Rabbanan didn't make their din by Hegdish, so that's the case where we say that there is no ribis by Hegdish. Kedesani, we learned in Abraisa, when it concerns Hegdish, Hamakabel, all of the Sapik Slosses me'arbevam de Misholish, that if there was no market price, and when he accepted it, he was giving four so'in for a seller, and then it wound up to be three so'in for a seller, Misapik me'arba, he has to give Hegdish four. What happens if he made up with Hegdish Misholosh v'amdu mi'arba, and now for a seller you get four, Misapik mi'arba. He has to give Hegdish the better deal of four. Why? Sheyad Hegdish al yana. Hegdish always wins, and Hegdish's hand always winds up on top. So if it would be by a hedget, the first case of Slosus mi'arba v'amdu mi'sholosh, if he would continue to give arba, that would be a din of ribis rabbanan. By Hegdish, the rabbanan didn't make their gzeira, and in Mela, there is no ribis. Rapapa gives another terrace of the hechatimtz of how do we have ribis by Hegdish, which is permissible. It's speaking about where he gave out 100 and got back 120. You had a question before. If that's the case, then it's mamish ribis because it was yatzel chulin. No, here it was not yatzel chulin. Why? Here it's not a case where the gizbor became his money, where there would be an isser ribis. Why? Because hacha ba'avnei binyan amesuras legizbor skin. Here we're speaking about stones that were going to be used in building, which were given over to the gizbor. Kiddush Shmuel, Damer Shmuel, bainim b'choil v'achach magdishin. Everything else, as Rashi explains, that the gizbor buys for the base of Migdash, as soon as he takes the money of Hegdish and purchases something, so the kedusha of the money goes over to that chayfetz. However, when it came to building materials, they bought on credit because they didn't want the kedusha to go over to the building materials, because then the builders might sit on it and they would be over Amila. So they waited until it was built, and then they were Magdash. Or Rashi says, if somebody donated building materials to the base of Migdash, he specified that the Kedusha on the building materials should only take place after it's already built. So in this case, if the Gizbor lent out the building materials, the bricks, and was going to get back more, here he is not taking it for himself with a din me'ila, taking something which is already Hegdish, and by loaning it out by accident, making it into belonging to a hedget, whereby the extra 20 dinorim would be ribis, because here it doesn't become kaddish till later. So Rashi says, ve'ein ala gizbur l'shalom ala shliach ba'almahu. He's considered a shliach of Hegdish, so he's working with something that was never Hegdish to begin with. It only becomes Hegdish once it's already built into the ground. So there, the eventual profits will go to Hegdish once the stones are built and become Hegdish. But meanwhile, all the Gizbor was doing was acting as a shliach of Bezdin, and he was giving out 100 and getting back 120, but it never became the schalel, it never became his, that there would be a mamish and isser of ribis. All he's doing is acting as a shliach in this case. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated that ein bohen tashlume kefil, that by these four items, there is no din of kefil. Minani mili, from where do we learn it? The Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says this is concerning a shomer chinam, I'll call dvar pesha. If the shomer himself was toyin tanas ganav, he saw that someone stole it, and really he stole it. Or we're speaking about by the ganav himself when he comes to do tshuva and repay the person he stole from. So the pasuk states a klal and a prat and a klal, a general rule, a specific rule, and a general rule. I'll call dvar pesha on every matter of liability. Klal, that's a klal. And then the Torah says al shor, al chamor, al salma, on a ox, a donkey, a sheep, or a garment, that is prat, those are specifics. And then it says al kol aveda asher yomer, on every lost item which you will say chazer v'kol, then it comes back to be a general rule. So we have a din klal uprat uklal, this structure of a general rule, a specific and a general rule, yatodon elkein a prat. So we include all items that are similar to those items that are specified, but we don't include anything that is not specified. So ma prat mefurish davar metaltu gufei mamon. Just like the specific cases are all something movable, and they are intrinsically valued as money, they have a value to them. Av kol davar metaltu, anything that is movable, gufei mamon, and is intrinsically has a money value, yatsu karkos, this would exclude karka, she'en metalton, they're not movable. Yatsu avarim, it excludes avarim, shehokshul karkois. So there is no din of kefil on these items. Yatsu shtaris, she'avu bishu metalton, even though they're movable, ain gufei mamon. Their only value is that through the shtar you can collect money, but they themselves have no value. Hegdesh, what about hegdesh? Amar krah, the pasuk says reyu, because the pasuk ends off yishalim shnayim l'reyu, you have to pay kefil either by the tain tanis ganav the shomer chinam or by the ganav himself, he has to pay two double l'reyu. So we learn reyu v'lo hegdish, that if it was stolen from hegdish you would not have to pay kefil. V'loy tashlum dalvei, these four items listed in the Mishnah also don't have a din of dalvei. My time, or what's the reason? Because the Torah says tashlum dalvei am rachmana, the Torah says you have to pay four if you stole a sheep and you were toveach u'maycharet, you slaughtered it, then you sold it. You have to pay five for a ox. V'loy tashlum shlosh rabah. Now, one of these four or five payments are kefil, now that you've excluded it from kefil in the four items listed in our Mishnah, shtar, evet, kark, and hegdish. So once you've eliminated one payment of kefil, it comes out that for a sheep you'd only pay three. For an ox, you'd only pay four. You can only pay four and five, but once you're not going to pay four or five anyway, you're only going to pay three or four. The Torah doesn't make such a payment, and therefore, if these things do not have a din of kefil, they don't have a din of arba, they don't have a din of dal vehei as well. Then the Gemara explains the next part of the Mishnah. Shomer chinam ein nishba. A shomer chinam who says that this item was stolen is potter to pay, but he has to swear that he was not poisheya if the question is concerning these four items listed in the Mishnah. He doesn't have to make that shuah. Minani mili, from where do we learn that? The Tana Rabbanan. Because as the Gemara further Rashi brings down in Hashoyal Daf Tzadik Dal Amud Beis, says there are two parshas here. And the first parsha is speaking about a shomer chinam. The second parsha is speaking about a shomer sachar. This is the first parsha about a shomer chinam. Ki itnish al reyu klal. We have a general rule. Kesev akelim prat. That is a specific. And then we have a gunav mibeis, it'll be stolen. He has to swear that he was not poishet. It wasn't negligent. And on the side, Rabbi Shai Pick brings down that in Bava Kamasamach Gimel and Shuas Mem Gimel, the klal is not gunav mibeis ish, but rather than the word ki yitin ish al reyo kesev kelim lishmor, to watch, that is the klal chazav kolal. Either way, whether it's gunav mibeis ish or it is lishmor, it's another klal. We have a rule klal prat klal yatodon elakein a prat. So we're marba anything that's similar to the prat. Maha prat, just like the prat of kesef oikalim, mefurish davar metaltu v'gufim mamon, the same as the gemara we had before. Av kol davar metaltu v'gufim mamon. Yotzu karkois, shenem metaltun. Yotzu avadim, shokshul karkois. Yotzu shtoris, shavu bisham metaltun, ain gufim mamon. They're not intrinsically valuable. They're only valuable to collect the debt that's written in the shtar. Hegdesh is, how do you know the Hegdesh also does not have a din that the shtar mechinam has to swear that he was not Pesheya? Amakor, the pasuk says, Re'eyu, it says, Ki yitein ish el Re'eyu. Re'eyu v'lo shel Hegdesh. By Hegdesh there is no din, you have to swear that he was not Pesheya. Noisei Socher Enim Shav, the next part of the Mishnah, that a Shomer Socher who says it was stolen, so a regular Shomer Socher would have to pay, but in these four examples in the Mishnah, you do not have to pay if he says it was stolen. Minani Mili, how do we know that? From the second parsha, the Tana Rabbanan, Kiit Nishal Reyu Klal Chamor Oishor Oisa Prat. V'chol Behema, then it continues with another Klal, Lishmor Chazer V'kolal. Klal prat klal, yatudon el kena prat. Ma prat mefurish dover metaltu gufim moment. Af kol dover metaltu gufim moment. Yotsu karkoish e metaltu. Yotsu avodim shuk shuk karkoish. Yotsu shtorish af misha metaltu and gufim moment. Exactly as we had in the Gemara and the Limudim before. Hegdesh is, how do you know that the Hegdesh does no din that a Shomer Socher has to pay if he says it was stolen? Omer kara re'eyu, it says in the Torah re'eyu, because it says kiten ish el re'eyu v'lo shel Hegdesh. But if it is a Shomer of Hegdish, and the Shomer Socher says he was stolen, he does not have to pay. So it comes out from our Gemara that by the four items written in our Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, by Karka, by Eved, by Hegdish, and by Shtarois, there's no din of a Shomer Chinam having to swear that he wasn't Pesheya. There's no din of a Shomer Socher having to pay when he says Nigdama. Now the Shaila that the Rishonim discuss is, what about if the Shomer Chinam or Shomer Socher were Pesheya and they admit that they were Pesheya, do they have to pay? So the Nemuki Yosef is Medayak from a Rashi before in Daf Nunvav Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud. Divrei Maskil Einoi Nishba, says Rashi, Shaloi Pasha, Shaloi Hiski Kosei Torah Lihi Shavale. The Torah didn't obligate you to swear on it. Mashma, that if you were Pesheya, and it's not a question of Shvuah, but rather do you have to pay or not, you would be chayav to pay by these four things. However, Tosfos here, the third last Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Shomer Chinam, says, let's read it inside together, Nira Dehu Adin, De'Einai Mishalom. He doesn't have to pay. Da'fila Shomer Socher in Pasha Nira Deloi Mishalom. And Tosfos says a few lines down, V'hayna Taima, De'mikol Din Aparsha Mitu. So Tosfos understands that when we say that Shomer Chinam is, or Shomer Socher is not part of these psukim, it's not only that a Shomer Chinam doesn't have to swear and a Shomer Socher doesn't have to pay if he says Nignava, but rather they're mufka from the whole parsha. They're mufka also from the din of having to pay for negligence for pshia. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchas Chirs Halacha Gimel holds like Rashi, and that you would have to pay, and he gives a reason to Pesheya Mitam Mazik. So it seems that the Rambam learns that when I'm a Mayit, the Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher, that's only from the Halachas of Shmira. Vavibal, negligence is a type of Mazik, that he's damaging the item that any person would be chayiv in, even if he's not a shomer. So on that, the shomer is not mufki. He's not mufki from a general rule of mazik that any person would be chayiv in. Now, pashtus from our Mishnah would be mashma like the Rambam and Rashi, because the Mishnah on Nun Vav Amud Aleph says, Einoi Nishba, that a shomer chinam doesn't swear. Mashma, that if it's not a question of swearing, it's a question of being Pesheya, he would be chayiv. However, the Rush and the Nemuki Yosef says it's not arrived from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is going, as we just learned in our Gemara, on this pasuk that's written here. The Ki yitnish al reu kesev akelim, ki yitnish al reu chamor oishor isev, chol behema lishmor. Those psukim are not speaking about the monetary compensation that has to be given when the person admits that he was negligent. So therefore, our Mishnah only mentioned Einoi Nishba, because it's going specific on that pasuk. But Einoi Chinami, halacha-wise, the Russian and Mukhi Yosef holds, there's no difference between the din of Einoi Nishba or the actual payment that he would have to make, that he would be potter. The Rambam holds that it's Pashem Mitam Mazik. On that, he's Chayiv, he's only, and Rashi holds the same like the Rambam, these Shomrim are only Mufka from Dine Shmira, but Mazik, they're Chayiv. However, the Rashi and the Mukhi Yosef disagree, and they say, not only are they potter from Shvua, but who are then their potter from the payment of Pshia as well.